The Trump administration has proposed a ton of budget cuts worth billions of dollars. Cuts to Medicaid, disaster relief funding, yes, even after all the hurricanes, big tax cuts too. Now, a lot of that isn't going to happen. Congress still has to go through the budgeting process, and they're the ones who ultimately decide. But if the cuts do happen, they'll affect funding to states all over the country, states like New York. So how are the states planning for their budgets next year when there's so much uncertainty, when Congress hasn't even decided what they're going to cut and what they're not going to cut? Well, in our state, Governor Andrew Cuomo's been going around saying, hey, we could be seriously short on money. That's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, October 2nd. First up, there was a skirmish over Canada's immigration policy over the weekend, and it closed the border north of Plattsburgh for a few hours. Far-right and anti-fascist protesters clashed at the crossing in San Bernard de la Colle on Saturday. That's according to CBC News. About 300 members of a self-described ultra-nationalist group called Storm Alliance were protesting what they call the destructive policies of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Roughly 100 anti-fascists came out and demonstrated against those ultra-nationalist protesters. According to the CBC, the groups shouted at each other as police and riot gear kept them apart. The standoff was all on the Canadian side, but the crossing was closed and traffic was rerouted for about 4 hours Saturday afternoon. The ultra-nationalist protesters were walking towards a temporary refugee camp. They told CBC that Canada needs to stop people from coming into the country illegally. More than 13,000 asylum seekers have entered Canada so far this year at unofficial border crossings like Wroxham Road in Clinton County, and that's generating a huge debate in Canada over immigration policy. There was also a separate anti-illegal immigration rally on Parliament Hill in Ottawa over the weekend. New York could be facing its first major deficit in several years. It's partly due to falling tax collections and potential changes to federal health care and tax policy. That could leave the state with billions less in federal aid. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Lately, Governor Cuomo's been sharing some bad news with New Yorkers. Twice in recent days, he said there could be a multi-billion-dollar shortfall in the budget next year. First, at a briefing on how the state would be affected by potential federal Medicaid cuts.
The state is already facing a $4 billion deficit going into next year. $4 billion deficit.
The second time was a few days later at a speech to the state's business leaders in Lake George.
We're looking at a $4 billion deficit going into next year. That is a big hole to fill. We need $4 billion just to get to zero, and that's without a penny more being spent. And again, it's an election year. Everyone's going to want to go back a hero. More education money, more economic development money, etc.
Cuomo says there are even more concerns looming.
And we have these federal cuts, which any one of them will be devastating, and we don't even know what they are. We don't even know if we're looking at 2.6, 10, 17, and any of these numbers are unmanageable.
The state's business council sponsored the event. The group's president, Heather Brichetti, listened to the speech.
My takeaway from it was that he's very concerned about actions on the federal level that may seriously limit the state's ability to pass a budget. Both in the health care and Medicaid space, but also with respect to tax reform.
The $4 billion structural deficit next year is not new. It's even written into the state's financial plan. But up until now, the governor's budget office has said that since Cuomo plans to keep state spending growth capped at 2% next year, the structural deficit would be whittled down to $800 million. But it still means that state lawmakers would have to make some tough decisions just to adhere to the 2% cap. The state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, also watches the state's finances carefully. He agrees that there's a structural deficit and that it could be a problem.
We have no reason to doubt that number, and I think it's actually helpful that the governor identifies the fact that we do have out-year gaps that we have to keep in mind.
Another worrisome factor, DiNapoli says, is that tax collections have been coming in below projected rates.
Just reflects the fact that while the economy in New York certainly has been much better and has been on the positive side, it's still not the robust economic activity that we'd like to see.
But the controller says the biggest threat to the state budget is potentially huge cuts from the federal government. The governor, in his speech to business leaders, also made the case for a Washington-style continuing resolution. It would keep state spending going beyond the April 1st deadline without a settled budget. He says it could be necessary if there's uncertainty about whether federal aid may be significantly cut.
Since we don't know what this federal government is doing, primarily because I don't think this federal government knows what it's doing, how do you lock yourself into a budget with numbers until you know what you're going to get from Washington?
Brichetti, with the Business Council, who once worked as an attorney in the legislature in the 2000s when the budget was chronically late, says continuing resolutions have their downside.
Continuing resolutions are quite painful because you're never done.
The governor does not have to present his new budget plan until January. He's hinted that if there are federal cuts to New York this fall, he might have to call a special session before then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Subscribe to the Story of the Day podcast and get the show delivered to your device every day for free. And that way you can like binge listen to catch up on North Country news. Boom, 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 boom. Listen to a bunch of stories of the day in a row. Go to ncpr.org/SOTD for details. Back again tomorrow with another Story of the Day. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.